From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. The Juneau chapter of St. Vincent de Paul, a global Catholic organization that provides housing support and many other services, will have a new executive director in July. Dave Ringel, who's led the organization for the last 5 years, is stepping down as director. He plans to remain with the organization to help with strategic planning and major projects. Jennifer Skinner will take over. She has a background in social work and spent 2 years as deputy director at St. Vincent de Paul. In Juneau, the nonprofit runs a thrift store, a warming shelter for unhoused people in the winter, and provides more than 100 units of affordable housing to low-income residents and families. Ringel joined the organization after he retired from a teaching career. He said teaching prepared him for the creativity and fast thinking required for the work he's done, but he said Skinner has a different set of skills to bring to the table.
I had to learn human resources. I had to learn finance. I had to learn housing. Jennifer comes in already knowing that, and she's going to help with providing some stability and some structure.
Ringel was hired as an interim director with a timeline of about 6 months. He stayed on for 5 years. But now, amid health issues, he says it's time to let Skinner take over. He says he joined the organization at a time of chaos, and he spent the last 2 years working with Skinner to provide St. Vincent de Paul with a smooth and stable transition. He says he doesn't want the organization's mission to be waylaid by the search for a new director. Ringel says St. Vincent de Paul will keep working to provide both immediate shelter needs and long-term housing for Juneau's unhoused community.
Our goal is to continue that, to look at ways we can both care for the people who can't find a place to live, but with a long-term goal of fixing what is broken. And it's not an either-or.
Skinner will start her role as executive director on July 1st. Ringel says he's planning to take a long bike ride before he comes back to help out. One of Eagle Crest Ski Area's four chairlifts is permanently closed. That's according to a decision late last week by Eagle Crest leadership. Eagle Crest's general manager, Craig Simmons, said it would cost too much to fix the ailing Black Bear chairlift.
It's just become more clear that the investment in time and money would be far more than we have right now.
The announcement comes as the ski area projects it will run a deficit for the foreseeable future. That's in order to repair some broken and aging infrastructure, boost pay to employees, and prepare to operate year-round with a new gondola. The Black Bear chairlift is more than 50 years old. It serviced the east side of the mountain, including the East Bowl chutes and the Drifter, Marmot, and Vertigo runs. It was out of service this past season after a maintenance team discovered a broken bearing that impacts its entire system. Simmons says further inspection showed additional problems with the lift, which would require more investment than the ski area felt the lift was worth. Eagle Crest's three other lifts are Ptarmigan, Hooter, and Porcupine. Simmons says the ski area wants to focus on investing more in those lifts as they also continue to age. That could include expanding those lifts' capacities to carry more people.
We have to devote our energy to Ptarmigan and Hooter and Torquay to make sure that they are 100% so we don't have the same issues with them coming up.
Simmons says the Black Bear lift will remain at Eagle Crest until leadership comes up with a plan to break down its infrastructure. And nearly 2,000 Junoites joined hundreds of thousands of people across the country to protest Trump and his policies. They gathered at the Whale Statue downtown for a No Kings protest on Saturday. KTOO's Clarice Larson has a story.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
On Saturday afternoon, downtown Juneau's Overstreet Park was packed full of protesters. Taku, the whale sculpture, towered over the crowd that gathered to partake in a No Kings protest, a nationwide protest against President Donald Trump's recent policies and actions. The protest took place on the same day as a military parade in Washington to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday. It also coincided with Trump's 79th birthday. Juneau's protest was just one of thousands of protests held across cities in the U.S., including many in Alaska. Jordan Nigro emceed the event on Saturday.
Today, on Donald Trump's birthday, he is throwing himself a military parade. Boo. A draft dodger who continues to destroy what our service folks sign up to defend.
She says many of the president's recent actions and policies are attacks on democracy and human rights.
Ripping health care for millions of people is violence. Hunger is violence. Poverty is violence. Disappearing people is violence.
A handful of speakers were invited to talk to the crowd. Nina Edwards is a Master's of Public Health student at the University of Alaska Anchorage and a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood.
Although we're a small town in Southeast Alaska, I'm alarmed at how deeply and personally that we have felt the effects of national policy.
She raised an alarm about recent policies seeking to cut back public health funding. Billions of federal dollars could be cut from Medicaid and other government benefits if Trump's spending bill becomes law.
One by one, important programs are being dismantled when right now we need more services and not less. It is heartbreaking to be told that programs promoting health for us all no longer align with American values.
Seasoned protester Jean Shannon said she's proud to live in a community that embraces activism.
I've never been this scared in my life, and I protest against the Vietnam War. So after having lived through the 60s, I can see how momentum builds, and you can affect change when people stand up and just don't lie down anymore.
A live band sang an iteration of Bob Marley's protest song, Get Up, Stand Up. After the speeches, people marched to Egan Drive to continue to protest.
Get up, stand up.
And Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.
And Juno will officially have a second electric utility that's poised to expand the capital city's renewable energy capacity, but only if a company can finance and build its proposed hydroelectric project before its federal license expires. KTOO's Alex Solomon has more.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska approved Juno Hydropower's application to become an electric utility on Wednesday. The decision requires Alaska Electric Light and Power, previously Juno's sole electricity provider, to help connect the new utility to the grid. The decision comes after more than a decade of equipment and ownership disputes between the new utility and ALNP over what's called interconnection, the point where electricity from separately owned facilities joins to supply power through the same transmission line. The two companies will now have to work together to bring a new hydroelectric project online. The proposed project at Sweetheart Lake would grow Juneau's renewable energy capacity by nearly 20 megawatts. That's enough to increase the borough's hydroelectric capacity by about 20%. Duff Mitchell, the managing director at Juneau Hydropower, says his project will bring energy security to Juneau in the event of a natural disaster and will help Juneau flourish.
There's going to be energy security for the future needs of Juneau, whether it be air source heat pumps, electric cars, dock electrification, or just, growth and prosperity for Juneau.
The commission also approved a service territory where Juneau Hydropower can deliver electricity that includes the stretch from Lena Point to Berners Bay. To shuttle power there, the company must build the infrastructure. There are several key components: a hydroelectric plant at Sweetheart Lake, a switchyard near Mist Island to connect Sweetheart with Juneau's existing transmission line, an additional transmission line from ALNP's Lena substation to the Kensington mine, more than 30 miles away, and a substation at Echo Ranch Bible Camp near Berners Bay to serve potential future customers. The company also plans to build a battery energy storage system. But to complete the work, Juneau Hydropower needs money and has limited time. The commission made its approval conditional on both. Juneau Hydropower has to file proof that it has secured enough funding for the project, which is estimated at about $265 million, before it builds. And construction must start by September 8, 2026, and end 3 years later. Mitchell says he's moving as quickly as possible to make this happen. In its decision, the commission exempted the company from a requirement that a utility must serve 10 or more customers. So far, Juneau Hydropower's only contracted customer is the Kensington mine, which currently powers its operations with diesel. Mitchell says that roughly seven other potential customers have indicated a desire to receive electricity from Juneau Hydropower. But Mayor Beth Weldon says she's skeptical.
I've said all along that they have to come up with year-round customers, and right now we don't have, other than Kensington, there's no year-round customers.
Alec Mesdeg is the CEO at ALNP. He says he also doubts that Juneau Hydropower can pull it off.
They have one customer versus our 18,000 customers. So it's an incredible burden to try to recover all of the revenue you need from one customer.
The new utility proposes to pay for most of the hydropower project through federal and state loans, as well as federal investment tax credits, none of which have been approved yet. Juneau Hydropower's lack of loans was a concern for the commission. But because lenders told the company it needs to be a certified utility to get loans, the commission decided it would be unreasonable to deny certification on those grounds. But Mitchell says he's confident that he'll be able to secure financing by the September deadline. Juneau Hydropower must file interconnection and joint use agreements with the commission by June 25. AELNP has until July 11 to appeal the decision. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon. And a Petersburg senior was targeted in a phone scam and defrauded of over $100,000 last month. And when two men came to town for another money pickup last week, they were arrested by local police with assistance from the FBI. KFSK's Olivia Rose reports.
The investigation began June 2nd when local police got a report that a resident had been targeted by phone scammers. The victim told them that callers posing as federal officials said her identity had been stolen, and they convinced her to wire them nearly $80,000. Then they convinced her to hand deliver an additional $50,000 in cash to a person posing as a government agent in Petersburg. For now, the victim has asked not to be named publicly. She was contacted by the scammers again later and told to deliver an additional $60,000 cash to another quote-unquote undercover agent, according to charging documents. Her family alerted local authorities, and law enforcement set up the sting operation and waited for the suspects to arrive in town. Investigators saw 24-year-old Shubham Patel and 22-year-old Harshal Kumar Patel arrive at the Petersburg airport on June 9th. Harshal Kumar got the cash from the victim, and both men were subsequently detained by law enforcement. Officers say Harshal Kumar told them he was recruited by Shubham and brought into the situation shortly before traveling to Petersburg in June. Both Shubham Patel and Harshal Kumar Patel face felony charges in the state of Alaska for scheme to defraud and first-degree theft. Through a translator, the co-defendants heard their charges on June 10th at a hearing in the Petersburg courthouse. They remain in custody in Juneau under different bail amounts and representation. The Petersburg Police Department said this is an ongoing investigation and is looking to make additional arrests. In Petersburg, I'm Olivia Rose.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, things are calming down a little bit, and it looks like it will be dry and clear tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny as well. This is KTOO.